You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
My friends, welcome back. Hour number two. That's right, Matt Pajeski kicking out some terrible Ted there. You know I love you, Matt. I do. I really do. Hey, folks, welcome back. KMOX is at your service. Hour number two. Greg Damon sitting in the big chair tonight on a wet, chilly, rainy, gross kind of night. And our crack reporter, Maria Kina, not looking too good on the weather. I thought she'd tell us it'd be bright and sunny and about 70 degrees. That would be nice for me. But hey, what do I know? I'm just a guy who can fix cars. Hey, welcome back again. This hour, we're going to switch it up a little bit. I have talked Kerry McKnight into hanging out with us a little bit more, but Guy Danhoff, he is assistant professor of management and entrepreneurship over at Missouri Baptist University. He's written several books. We're going to talk about that as well. But he has been kind enough to come down to the studio and hang out with us. Guy, thanks for coming on the program.
Well, I'm really excited because, as you know, this is now my fifth time being on the show. Love the show.
You don't get a gold jacket. There's
what?
Nothing. It's not like the Five-Timers Club on Saturday Night Live. You get a hearty handshake.
Oh my. Okay, I'll take it. I'll just take it.
Now, Carrie's looking like she's got, hey, do I get a gold jacket? Is that how?
Where's my jacket?
That's right. Getting the Greg Damon Hall of Fame. But no, thanks for coming down, Guy, and hanging out. Wanted to talk a little about social media. But this is something, and I'm going to throw it with Carrie and you as well. I was reading an article, you know, being in the media, we get stuff sent to us all the time, people wanting to talk about things or be on the show, things like that. But I seen an article about where, and I'll say with teenagers, that they are using social media, particularly TikTok, to try to help diagnose mental health issues. You know, social media. Now, the reason I want to have you on, we want to talk about the good and bad of social media, but I'm going to throw it to you first. What do you think about this trend? Obviously, with Kerry, we were talking about mental health, self-care, things like that. Again, you want your car fixed, I'm really good. But I don't think this is a good way to help your self-care.
Well, let's just start with the elephant in the room. And this is coming, again, from the Pew Research Center.
Okay.
And they just reported last month that teen social media use is at an all-time high. Since the pandemic, we are now globally over 55% of everyone's connected. And here's the stat that blows me away. This comes from Hootsuite from the 2024 Trends Report. This blows my mind. If you're a marketer, it's very difficult to market. And here's why. The average person logs into daily seven different social media channels. 7.
Wow.
So we're told we're supposed to be everywhere? Well, how can you be everywhere when we think, well, I should be on that channel, that channel, that channel? No, you actually have to have a presence on all 7.
Well, and it seems like there's a new channel coming out every day.
Well, I'll say this. It seems like there's a new twist to these channels every day. That is very real. Especially, like, I'll give you a great example, TikTok. What has TikTok just done? They now have a shopping option on theirs. Just came out last month. And it's really booming sales because when you look at the e-commerce that just happened here at Christmas time, that all that was booming off of social media channels, and marketers are getting very savvy on how to tap into that. Now, I know you're talking kind of like what's going on with the teens. And here, let me just read you something. This came out of the Pew Research as well, that today, 95% of adolescents aged 13 to 18 have access to a smartphone. 95%. 88% have access to a desktop or laptop at home. And that is basically 45% of this is them reporting it. Adolescents reported they were online almost constantly, which is up 24% from 3 years ago. In other words, this is their lifestyle. This is what they know.
Correct. Absolutely.
Right.
Well,
right.
Now I'm going to throw this. I'm going to throw that question to Carrie about the, what do you think about, obviously, TikTok, people looking at that? We kind of talked about when you asked for help last hour. What do you think about, I guess, I don't want to say statistics, but, you know, that this may be a thing.
You know, it's interesting, right? It's a double-edged sword with, with the, you said the teens diagnosing their mental health issues with TikTok and that sort
Correct.
Of thing. You know, the good news is it does increase awareness about things. And so these teens are so smart, like you said earlier, they're so aware of so many things that we weren't aware of when we were teens. Where it gets a little tricky is they're not doctors, they're not professionals. And they, they see these TikToks and they come into me and they say, okay, you know, I watched this TikTok. Here's the TikTok. I think I have ADHD or I think I have whatever,
right?
And, you know, these symptoms that they have could be 5 different things, right? So you need a professional to do differential diagnosis and help really figure out what's going on. But it's just, I see this all the time.
It's crazy. I mean, again, I'm old. So it's crazy for me to think, like, people do this. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Even though I'm a man, I don't want to go to the doctor. When you break down, you got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and all I would just really add to that, to what Carrie was saying, is that I think that's where some of the trouble comes in, is trying to understand, like, what's real information, what's fake information or fake news. That's a big problem that we also face.
Oh, absolutely.
That right. Just because we think it's at a credible source, to find out it's really not at all.
Right.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that things on the internet aren't true?
I am going to confirm that things on the internet are not true. Which is one of my favorite actual things to teach on, because I teach a few classes along those lines, and we do actually teach a week on fake news.
Well, you know what's funny? Now, Carrie, you don't know this, but on a previous show that Guy had been on, so Guy played football in high school. Missouri Baptist has a football team, so he did this with his class about that he has been drafted. He had 1 year of eligibility left, and he was going to play football on the Missouri Baptist University football team this year, and really got some people going with it.
we did this in concert with our athletic program and athletic director, and even the NAIA had to know about it, because we wanted to run it like it was like as if they signed me, that somehow there's a technicality where I could have 1 more year of eligibility.
Oh my gosh.
And we ran the story, and of course they're like, well, yeah, but you have to have classes. I'm like, yeah, I'm in a doctorate program. And they're like, oh, okay. And they really believe this.
They bought it.
They bought it for 72 hours. And then all I kept thinking is, like, oh my gosh, I'm lining up against him?
That's so funny.
Oh, it was so fun. We had a good time with it. But in the end, of course, you know, we let everyone in on the secret. But until that, everything we showed, everything was on MBU Athletics as if I was one of the signees.
Right. He sent this to me. I mean, it was like, it was on the website. It was on everything.
Yeah, it was legit. Yeah, my real stats, you know, it's 2-time All-American in college, all of it. It was all legit.
But if it's on the internet, it's real, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
See?
But that was the whole point. And then afterwards, we put out the real posting to say, no, this is just fake news.
Right.
But it created such a stir.
Oh, I bet.
With our students, our sport management majors. It taught a great lesson of, like, hey, don't believe everything you see and read.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest with you. The thing I get confused with, I'll give you a great example. This happened last week with the Cowboys-Packer game. And I didn't realize it wasn't.
They're cheaters.
I didn't realize this wasn't true at first, because I was just scrolling through Twitter pretty fast. But there was a picture someone took of Jerry Jones turning around, and he's saying something to someone, and someone filled in the caption. And the caption said, "Go get Bill Belichick on the phone." And I'm thinking, did that really happen? Like, really? Like, during the game, like, you're just going to fire, you know, their head coach? And but that's what I'm trying to say. Like, if you're not really attuned to what you're really reading and understanding, that is really easy just to think that that really happened, or you believe it's to be true, or all of that. It gets real confusing sometimes.
Well, and I'm going to throw this out there. You know, we're kind of talking about this, especially with older people. We hear about older people getting scammed, things like that, because they just don't know anymore, and they don't know what to believe. You know, all the phishing scams on the internet, things like that. So I'm going to throw that with you as well.
That is something that I'll be very honest in all the research that I've done, especially leading up to the new book. The scamming is also at an all-time high, and they're getting more sophisticated in how they do it. I certainly know that teens is one area that they're going to prey on that. One of the scams that's very common is like something usually happens like on
Instagram. I'm going to tell you what, let's stop real quick. Okay. Let's take a break, and that way we can come back into it, and we'll have some time to talk. Okay. All right, folks. Hey, this is KMOX is at your service, and we are visiting with Guy Danhoff. Also, Kerry McKnight. Guy is an assistant professor of management and entrepreneurship at Missouri Baptist University. And also, Kerry McKnight, licensed clinical social worker and psychotherapist and co-director of West County Behavioral Health. This is KMOX is at your service, and we'll be back right after these.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KMOX is at your service. 9:20 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. Greg Damon hanging out with you. Not only me, but in studio, we got Guy Danhoff. He's assistant professor of management and entrepreneurship at Missouri Baptist University, and also Carrie McKnight, licensed clinical social worker, psychotherapist, and co-director of West County Behavioral Health. And I got to tell you, I'm tired just by talking your titles. I am. I'm tired. I can't. Anyway, no, I want to talk, throw it back to Guy. We were talking a little bit about off the break, about more self-care, and I'm going to let you just take it over from there.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I really loved the segment that you did last hour with Carrie on that. And, you know, a really great question that came up is, you know, when do you know you need to do something?
Right.
Right. And like probably sooner than you think. And it was something that I'd interviewed so many people related to things I was doing for Missouri Healthy Schools or even some of the CDC podcasts that I was doing last year. Like right now it's Mental Health Awareness Month. And so I'm listening to these professionals talk, all these resources, and I'm still not even getting it myself, right? Like, I know that I need to do something. And one of the things that I just did recently is I decided to go to an open mic jam. It's actually going on right now. Like, I kind of wish I was there now. But and because that's what I used to do when I was in high school. You'd get with other musicians, and you would just jam for hours, and you would take your mind off things. And here's what I found in the research. So this is just recently came out, that science continues to reveal encouraging evidence about the mental health benefits of engaging in creativity. Now, I decided to use it as self-care, which is, hey, let's play some guitar with some really cool musicians, play some music we love. And this is what came out of it. Being creative can increase positive emotions, reduce depressive symptoms and anxiety, and improve the function of our immune system. And so for me, what I have found is now jamming with other musicians, like, for example, at Diamond Music Hall every Thursday night at 8 p.m., that's something that I now do. The other cool thing is it's all ages. So now it's going to be really cool to get my daughter to join me up there. She's a singer and, you know, and some of our other friends. So it's a really cool thing that maybe just starts with you, but something you can do with other people. So I'd like for Carrie to weigh in on that because, again, it's really interesting to see this scientific data emerge about being creative.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think creativity is, everything you're saying is true, right? And, you know, as far as, I just lost my thought, right? We were talking about the creativity and, but, you know, with social media and self-care and all of that, like it's, you know, it's just so, so necessary.
Now, Guy, that's your alter ego, though. That's Big Daddy G, right?
There's some truth to that too, I guess. No, but here's the point though. But at the end of the day, and Carrie, we were talking at break, and she had some really interesting trends regarding that. So, Carrie, can you talk about that? Because that was really interesting
about the social media and you know, mental health and the impact. Yeah. So, you know, we've long suspected this, but there's been empirical data in the last couple few years that has really demonstrated that, you know, social media use, you know, it's almost like a line graph. So the more the social media use in the teen, the line for depression goes the same path, the line for anxiety goes the same path, and the line for suicide rates goes the same path. So there's this direct correlation between the amount of social media usage and the rates of depression and suicide and anxiety.
And I can see that. Yeah. We kind of touched on some of that stuff with teens and, you know, being perfect and trying to live up to that. I mean, and again, I think it's very tough for all teenagers, especially teenage girls. I think it's very tough. A lot of stigma put on them.
Yeah. No, it's so tough. And the correlation is there for, you know, like the perfectionism thing that you're alluding to and that we talked about earlier, but it's also the lack of real human connection. Mm-hmm. And that's another reason why this self-care is so important in, you know, plugging into real people and real situations and creativity and people and live music, you know, the things that you're sharing.
Especially when you're doing it with a group of people. Like, even like when, you know, my daughter comes home and she brings her friends and they're even playing on the old, I don't even know, we don't have an Xbox, whatever they called that stuff way back when. Like, they just got it out the other day. They were just playing with it. But that's just, you know, them having fun. And it's just a great way, again, to put your mind on something else. Mm-hmm. You know, and also just some of the creative things that they're going to do. Like, Gia sometimes will do some cooking things with her boyfriend. I mean, it's really interesting. Mm-hmm. But again, these are necessary things that we need to do today. And all I'm saying is that, you know, next Wednesday, I'll be hosting a podcast called MHS for Missouri Healthy Schools podcast. And I'll be talking with some of our state leaders on who provide resources for DESE and some of the things that are going on in schools. And we're going to highlight a few school districts of some of the things they're doing to directly address that and some of the things that they've done and they've collected data on to show improvements in those areas. So I'm really excited about doing that because we want to celebrate, again, Mental Health Awareness Month here in January.
I want to kind of change it up just a tad and talk about the good and bad of social media. Again, I'm old, so, you know, I'm only on like one or two social media sites because I can't navigate that as fast as my kids can. But for me, you know, one of the things that again, I'm old, so I'm on Facebook. But for me, you know, it's a great way to catch up with my friends that I've known forever and people in high school and see, you know, what they've done with their lives and how their lives have evolved and their kids and being able to keep up with that. My best friend from high school, we still talk, but a lot of it's through social media where, you know, he's got same age kids as I do and they both play football and we're able to see what's going on with each other.
Yeah, Greg, there's no doubt as far as a family connection standpoint, especially when family members live all over the place, or like Carrie talked about, she's got two kids in college now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought so. She's got like two, you know, kids in college, the same thing. It's like they can be doing things after school, but they can be posting videos. You can see things. And to your point, it's just a great way to stay connected. I know that I love watching, like, for example, you know, my daughter or your son when they were at St. Dom, you know, doing the theater, and now they're doing it in college. Well, it's great that sometimes they'll put out little short clips and you can still follow what they're doing, as well as keeping up with your family members, things like that. So these are great uses of social media. Another thing I do want to bring a little also just from an advocacy communication standpoint, the tools are allowing us to really get out really quick information. Short videos is kind of dominating. I mean, literally under a minute to win it, that kind of thing. You can do a lot in just under a minute. That's also part of the allure of why TikTok is kind of addictive from the standpoint of watching this, even though
I've been caught on it myself, you know.
Yeah, even though it's more of an entertainment thing. But I will say this. I'm going to give a big shout out to my wife. I cannot tell you how many times recently she has found a recipe on TikTok. And she'll surprise us with it. And it's like, oh, it's fantastic. So I'm just saying, like, there's just so much good in it. But we just have to safeguard against, obviously, some of those negative consequences of using like Carrie said, using it too much. I know that's something I'm trying to be more mindful. And I'm a guy who's a digital media strategist who's on a lot just because of that.
Right.
But even for myself, there are times I just have to unplug.
So we're going to take a break here in just a second, but I want to bring in this, and really one of the reasons I wanted to have you on, Guy, and we've been friends for quite some time. I want to bring up this about the Atlanta FBI issued a warning to parents, teachers, and children about a dramatic increase in the number of online sextortion cases involving minor victims. I sent you the article. Your daughter had some sort of kind of similar instance with that. And I'll let you kind of elaborate on that.
Well, just so we're clear, it had nothing to do with sextortion whatsoever.
Right. I guess that was a bad segue.
It just had to do with her and just actually a lot of folks dealing with being scammed, right? It's like the old, hey, can you give us, they're trying to win your approval, your trust. And then they'll say, hey, we'll pay you, you know, whether it's $500 or $1,000. And then they'll say, well, we'll somehow get it to your account. And then they think they got this money. And then the next thing, something else is asked.
Right.
I mean, this is a common thing.
They're giving up their bank accounts.
But then what you find out is they're given actually fake bank account information, routing information. Usually it's from overseas. And that gets obviously a lot of, you know, young people in a lot of trouble. Just from the standpoint of they've just been scammed. Now, fortunately, some folks will go to their parents early enough and they'll stop that. And then you find out the money was fake in the first place. But nevertheless, I mean, I'm just saying, like, we have got to be guarding against this. This is why in my new book, even in my last book, I actually have a chapter dedicated to the impact of social media on mental health, because I want to be an advocate to really help as many teens as possible. So that there's awareness to realize that, hey, even with people direct messaging you, you got to watch out for scams. You know, I'll tell you another thing that's kind of a scam. I started doing these videos I was telling you about on TikTok, just making these 80 shred videos, right? Just putting out for fun. And next thing you know, like one of them maybe breaks 1,000 views or something. Had one of them break 6,000 views. Next thing you know, I get direct message by all these companies claiming that, oh, we can boost your stuff. And I'm not kidding you. I mean, I'm right. talking like over 25.
Right. No, I've seen
and
that.
They're like, it's like they're predators. If you got something and they want to give you this false hope, like, oh, well, I can make you more famous, blah, blah, blah. And here's how much it costs. And I'll get you this deal. I mean, Greg, I'm just telling you, this is part of what's not so good about social media is there's just people out there that are just, you know.
It's like the old phishing, you know, the email, my uncle in Kenya that's going to leave me a bunch of money, but I got to send $500 over, right. you know, for the account. So,
right.
So I lost $500, by the way.
Well, I'm just going to tell you that those scams are still very real. But even these smaller scams, like trying to tell people we're going to make you more famous or more popular, and we have the way to do it. It's really funny because a few of them I'll even ask, oh, how do you plan to do that? What percentage are you planning to do? What's your ROI? And you think they can answer any of those things?
No, they
can't. Of course not.
Now, here at KMOX, I will tell you, we get emails constantly. I shouldn't say that. We get training constantly on keeping our email safe. Obviously, I'm just a bit player here, but I mean, for the folks that work here full time, keeping the email safe, making sure that, you know, nobody can hack into the internet and we don't have any ransomware or anything else. We constantly have to take these tests and watch these videos and things like that. So we're going to take a quick break. But Guy, I want you to tell people we're going to talk to
Asha Blaine.
Asha
from
Blaine,
Denver, Colorado.
And she's a musical artist,
yep.
but she has monetized her social media, and we're going to talk to her for a few minutes and see how that's going. That's coming up next. Stick around. You got more of the KMOX's At Your Service. Whoops. I don't even know what mics to turn off anymore. My name is Greg Damon. We'll be back right after these. Welcome back, everyone. 9:36 is your time. KMOX is At Your Service, coming to you from St. Louis tonight on a wet, drizzly Thursday evening. My name's Greg Damon. Guy Danhoff, Assistant Professor of Management and Entrepreneurship from Missouri Baptist University, is hanging out with us. Also, Carrie McKnight, and she is the co-director of West County Behavioral Health, hanging out as well. On the phone with us, though, we're going to go to one of our favorite people. Asha Blaine joins us, and Guy, being social media, we wanted to have Ash on and talk about some of the good things about social media, how she's monetized her social media. Ash, I want to thank you for coming on the program with us this evening.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I'll let Guy turn this over to you.
Sure. So, Ash, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about a big decision you made about 4 months ago where you were contemplating maybe going on
The TV show.
Yeah, the TV show, The Voice.
And then
you decided not to, and you decided to build your social media channels, particularly your YouTube channel. And now you've got it to where you've got over 1,600 subscribers. You've hit over one of the big benchmarks for watch hours. Now you're going to be monetized on that channel. But let people know about that big decision, because I know you felt a lot of pressure, but you felt God was taking you another direction.
Yeah, so I'll hit that question first, the one about The Voice. So the last couple of years, I had been tossing around in my head, like, if I should do it, if I should go do an audition. I had quite a few people, like, saying, because they saw me perform live, they're like, you should go do The Voice. You should go try out for it. And I got to a point where probably a year and a half into my actual thought process about it, I went and I applied to do it. They called me back 3 times to have me audition because they saw my live tapes and they were like, you need to come audition. And I didn't answer them for a while. I just let it sit because I was still stewing on it. And because I'm a performer out in Denver, I perform covers all the time. And I actually find that it's harder to do original music. You know, when you work, it's just hard to make write original music. Also, if you're covering other people's music, you seem to be more, I think, probably fascinated by learning their stuff rather than creating your own. But actually, in the last 6 months, in the last year, I started creating my own music and releasing that. And that brought a lot more fulfillment to me as an artist, as a creative person. The other part of me that really likes music and to perform, I mean, something like The Voice, that's really great to, if you want to perform and you want to get that out of your system and you want to do covers. But because I've been doing covers for so long, it started to become this idea that didn't seem as fancy in my mind. And I also felt like, because I was creating my own music, I have a lot of freedom of what I want to say. And because of my background, because of my history of abuse and trauma, and I heard you guys talking about depression and stuff like that earlier, like being creative and saying what I have to say means way more to me than, let's say I potentially go on The Voice, I win, pretend, and a production company or record label picks me up. You know, how are they going to package me? I have personal beliefs about what I think Hollywood or that whole realm of the music industry in America can do to an artist. And I used to be fascinated by all that sparkly glitz and glam stuff, but I'm just not anymore because I have dipped my toe into the world of kind of being my own boss and being my own creator. And also with social media, I can get my art out there. I don't need to use The Voice to do any work for me. It might take longer for me to do something because I know The Voice does a lot of heavy lifting with,
they have a lot of connections as well.
Exactly. You're going to get on the air like instantaneously. And honestly, that can make or break you too, your career. And I didn't really want to go down that path.
It's gotta be tough, yeah. You know, being a struggling artist. But as Guy was talking about earlier, you were able to take this YouTube and actually monetize it. And this is one of the, this is one of the good things about social media, which we're talking about the good and the bad of social media.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. I mean, so honestly, a struggling artist, I think an artist will always struggle whether they're rich and famous going on The Voice or whether they're sitting at home trying to create music and they're poor. It's always a struggle. I don't think there's any such thing as, oh, I've made it. You know, I think that those people probably in Hollywood or, you know, they might have it even worse because of the pressures and the temptations that come along with that. So I have felt convicted in the last 6 months to deny that opportunity and just go my own way and kind of call my own shots and be, because I want to be fulfilled as an artist, not I don't want to have convenience necessarily to what The Voice might offer, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, so Asha, one of the things I think a lot of people like to hear also is that, you know, you obviously are a mother of two, and I know one of the things that you and I have talked about since we've worked together over the last 5 months is that YouTube and being able to monetize in 8 different ways now to get these different revenue streams, it does allow you a lot more flexibility as a single mom.
So honestly, yeah, I mean, my first and number one priority is being a mother and raising my kids and doing the best by them that I can. So that comes first. So I just had this realization too that maybe it would be better if I took advantage of social media and started to monetize at home, because there's two things at play here. I'm not the type of person that does well in a 9-to-5 job. I'm also a single mother. I don't have, you know, somebody else to help me. So I've chosen to stay at home because it actually does help my mental health and music helps my mental health as well. So I'm thinking, you know, if I stay home and if I do music, I can potentially, you know, maximize that online on these different platforms. So yeah, I just started to monetize and that feels good to me. That feels like a success, a win, because I did put some hard work into putting myself out there. I'm enjoying it so far. I like it. I prefer this kind of solo creative be by myself atmosphere.
And then really quickly, the last thing to kind of comment on is, because I've said this to you about all the time, I think the way you come across on video, especially the ones that you just make where you're just talking to your fans, is very genuine and authentic and real. That's obviously something that's very important. And maybe talk about how you've been building now some relationships based on some of the songs that are some of the topics you've been talking on, where you're making actual real connections with your fans now.
Yeah. Well, to piggyback on what you guys had said earlier about, you know, social media being also toxic, I hate social media too, but we need more people out there who can clean it up a little bit and be genuine. And so, one of my passions, or what I want to do for social media on all the platforms, is create good music that comes authentically from me. There is a faith-based aspect with it as well, my belief in Christ. And the whole journey of that is how that has helped me. And so I want to influence or inspire other people, motivate them to live better, healthier lives, whether it's through any outlet, whether it's music or whatever it may be, you know, but just to set the example online to live a healthier lifestyle, a more godly lifestyle, a lifestyle that has meaning. Like, so what I'm doing with music to me has a lot of meaning, because I'm doing it, not anybody else. So, that's how I want to inspire people. I hope it does. And yeah. Clean up social media.
Exactly. Well, Ash, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the program. For folks who want information about you or your music, where can they go?
Oh, goodness. Well, they can go to ashablaine.com. I don't know if you guys have it up there somewhere. Or they can go to my YouTube channel, Asha Blaine. That's A-S-H-A. They can go to my Instagram. They can go to my Facebook. Oh, I have a TikTok now. Unfortunately, I have one, but it's good for me. I'm trying to think of the other places. I think that's it for now. Unless Guy can think of any other things.
Honestly, the best place is ashablaine.com.
Right, I'm sure you have all
your... You got your new EP. You got all new merch. You got really cool beanie. Oh, yeah. It's really cool.
Yep. I got all the stuff on there. So.
Well, Ash, I want to thank you so much for joining us here for a few minutes on KMOX's At Your Service tonight.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. That's Asha Blaine here on KMOX is At Your Service. And I want to finish up with Guy and Carrie real quick. You know, that's one of the good things about social media. We talked about connecting with old friends, but there's something. Here's a single mama too now that can actually make a little money with it.
Well, absolutely. You know, it's really funny how we even met. I was just scrolling through some things related to Doc, and her video pops up. She used to be in a Dokken tribute band. I was like, this girl can sing Don Dokken, really. And she could, right? She nails it. And then I started going through her YouTube channel. Then I discover she's talking about her new purpose, her new why, and how she's taken her pain over the last 6 years and how she moved to Denver. And she's telling her, like, kind of her life story and how she's turned her life to Christ and she's found a new purpose. I was like, I think I could help someone like that. Because her purpose was so strong. And then I just reached out to her on social media, and here we are, you know, 5 months later. Now she's monetized, and she's just got a lot of things planned for 2024. And it's really exciting to see how God's working in her life.
And Guy, real quick, I want to thank Carrie. I want to thank you. But you've got a new book coming out for folks. Give me real quick, because we got to take a break.
It's called Disruptive Digital and Social Media Marketing. It will be coming out in early June.
All right. Look for that on GuyDanhoff.com, BigDaddyG.com. Where are we at with that?
Actually, you just need to go to KendallHuntPublishing.com.
All right.
Or the easiest, honestly, just go to Twitter of mine, at GuyDanhoff. I will have the link right there in the URL as I do the existing book that I have right now.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Our crack producer, Matt Pajeski, has got his guitar. He's going to hang out, do a little Kansas for us to take us out. You're listening to KMOX is At Your Service. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone, here on KMOX is At Your Service. And we're going to take it out with our executive producer, good-looking guy about town, Matt Pajeski. He is going to he's going to play a little guitar for us. What do you got for us tonight, Matt?
Got Dust in the Wind by Kansas, Greg.
All right. It's all yours. Take it away.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen,
shortened version.
Matt Pajeski. Matt, thanks very much for coming down, man, doing that. That was pretty awesome.
Oh, thank you very much for having me, Greg.
So next time, though, we got to get singing. Now, Carrie's in a band, but she wouldn't sing. So, you know, and Guy was over here singing as well. But you guys wouldn't step up to the mic. I'm calling you out on that.
Ouch. But you know what, Greg? I will bring the guitar next time.
All right.
Well,
next
you know
time.
What?
Yeah,
there's nothing I like better than having live music, having live singers down here on the program. I think it's great. You know, it's one of the things that I think today's music is missing. I think a lot of people actually playing instruments and singing and being creative instead of, you know, being through a synthesizer and voice. What do they call it? Voice auto-tune. Auto-tune, yeah. I think that's kind of crazy. Well, Matt, thanks again. I appreciate that. Original song for Greg Damon at your service, all right? That's
we'll
what
see.
I'm
I'll work on it.
Well, folks, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on the program tonight. Real quick, Carrie, where can they get a hold of you?
www.westcountybehavioral.com.
All right, Guy, where can they get a hold of you?
My Twitter account, at Guy Danhoff.
All right, perfect. Folks, that's the KMOX Auto Show for tonight. Take care of yourself. Be nice to people out there. Really, be nice to everybody. Take care of your car. Make sure your headlights and wipers are working. We'll check you out next time. Thanks for listening.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be right back. Welcome back, everyone, here on KMOX's At Your Service. And we're going to take it out with our executive producer, good-looking guy about town, Matt Pajeski. He is going to he's going to play a little guitar for us. What do you got for us tonight, Matt?
Got Dust in the Wind by Kansas, Greg.
All right. It's all yours. Take it away.
All right. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
shortened version.
Matt Pajeski. Matt, thanks very much for coming down, man, doing that. That was pretty awesome.
Oh, thank you very much for having me, Greg.
So next time, though, we got to get singing. Now, Carrie's in a band, but she wouldn't sing. So, and Guy was over here singing as well. But you guys wouldn't step up to the mic. I'm calling you out on that.
Ouch. But you know what, Greg? I will bring the guitar next time.
All right.
Maybe
well,
next
you know
time.
What?
Yeah, maybe
there's
next
nothing.
Time.
There's nothing I like better than having live music, having live singers down here on the program. I think it's great. It's one of the things that I think today's music is missing. I think a lot of people actually playing instruments and singing and being creative instead of being through a synthesizer and voice. What do they call it? Voice auto-tune. Auto-tune, yeah. I think that's kind of crazy. Well, Matt, thanks again. I appreciate that. Original song for Greg Damon at your service, all right? That's
we'll
what
see.
I'm
working on. We'll work on it.
Well, folks, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on the program tonight. Real quick, Carrie, where can they get a hold of you?
www.westcountybehavioral.com.
All right, Guy, where can they get a hold of you?
My Twitter account, at Guy Danhoff.
All right, perfect. Folks, that's the KMOX Auto Show for tonight. Take care of yourself. Be nice to people out there. Really, be nice to everybody. Take care of your car. Make sure your headlights and wipers are working. We'll check you out next time. Thanks for listening.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.